This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, January 30th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. After his first major interview with an Arab TV network, it's clear President Obama is striking a decidedly different tone in talking about terrorism. David Ritgers, a legal policy analyst for the Cato Institute and a former Special Forces officer in Afghanistan, explains.
Well, Barack Obama appeared on Al Arabiya, the second largest cable news network, satellite news network in the Arab world. And there were a lot of criticisms of this, that that his first interview being in the Arab press was somehow a capitulation to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban fighting us in Afghanistan, that this was giving up the message that America is somehow strong. And I reject that. That's not what he's doing. And in fact, he's giving a strong message that counters what their message is to the Muslim world.
This was his first major interview following his inauguration, and that was perhaps striking. But what did he say in the interview that was worthy of note from the purposes of, you know, fighting the two wars that we're fighting right now and continuing an effective effort against terrorism emerging from that part of the world?
Well, he changed the tone of the U.S. message regarding the threat that Al-Qaeda poses. He was largely dismissive of their ideas and their message. He called them bankrupt and said that, you know, we'll be judged by what we build and not by what we destroy, which is entirely appropriate. And in a sense, it puts them in their place. And instead of exaggerating the threat that they pose as existential, calling them bankrupt and saying that they have nothing to offer except you know, death and chaos of the world, is a pretty good counter message. He also stressed that we're not a colonial power to the world, which I think is important in the Muslim world with regard to Algeria and past conflicts of a more colonial nature and trying to exert sovereignty over them. This is a serious departure from some of the message that the Bush administration put forth. Using "you are with us or against us" is appropriate in certain circumstances, but as a blanket approach, that is not the message we need to be sending, and sending a conciliatory message to the Muslim world at large, but stressing that we will still be hunting down and fighting and killing terrorists is a good balance. We all agree this is the balance that needs to be drawn, but the timing of putting this up front is a wise decision. Before we have the next wedding party bombing or something that gets played largely on propaganda, not on factual terms, by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and we should get out in front of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda propaganda cycle and start with a bit of a clean slate with the Arab world and say, we have a lot of common ground. We can largely get along. We'll disagree on certain things, but you know, we will maintain a dialogue.
Obama's popularity among Muslims in general, although used against him during the campaign, and his name being used against him in the campaign, is that something of an asset that he can use to get some of the fence sitters onto our side?
Yes, it is. And we've seen that Al-Qaeda leaders, al-Zawahiri, has been talking about Barack Obama in very derogatory terms. And hurling insults at him, but they aren't sticking because this is a different message. This is a different leader. His middle name is Hussein. That's a good starting point. And a new dialogue that shows the how small their message is and how it really is just a cul-de-sac. It doesn't lead anywhere. That's a valuable message to send and something that we should be doing.
To the people who've been critical of Obama for this being his first interview right out of the gate as president, to giving it to Al Arabiya television, and for the message that he is trying to deliver to the Muslim world.
Well, a lot of these folks who are making these criticisms have never put on the uniform, never served overseas, never fought in a counterinsurgency, and never fought in a counterinsurgency in a Muslim world where the conventional wisdom is me against my brother, me and my brother against my cousin, and me and my cousin against the stranger. we are the stranger, and we are overcoming a gap where our enemies share language and culture with the populace that we are trying to influence. Because in this particular war, in any counterinsurgency, the population is not incidental to the battlefield. The population is the battlefield. So when a new commander comes into a fire base in Afghanistan or Iraq, going out, sitting down first thing with the local leaders, drinking some tea and shaking hands is a good first step. And if this, by analogy, we are in Firebase America, in Area of Operations Earth, then this is a, you know, this is a good step for the Commander-in-Chief.
David Ritgers is a legal policy analyst for the Cato Institute and is a former Special Forces officer who served three tours in Afghanistan. You can read more of his work at cato.org.